Nolte, polls show Nikki Haley faces Super Tuesday wipeout. By John Nolte on February 7, 2024. The latest polling shows former Governor South Carolina Nikki Haley R. is staring into the abyss of a Super Tuesday and beyond wipeout. Already, Haley has lost Iowa and New Hampshire to former President Donald Trump by double-digit margins. Things got even more dire Tuesday when Haley literally lost to none of these candidates by a margin of 63 to 31 points in the Nevada primary. This proved that Haley could not top the vote count even without Trump on the ballot. Trump chose to participate instead in Nevada's February 8 caucus. And there is no silver lining on the horizon. Related, Trump shades Nikki's non-victory celebration, she can't get away with bullshit. On February 24 in South Carolina, Haley will again face Trump. But there, too, she is looking at an even more humiliating loss. South Carolina is her home state, and the latest poll has her losing 68-31%. Faced with all these losses and reality, Haley still intends to remain in the race through Super Tuesday on March 5. Well, new polling of the 8 largest Super Tuesday states shows Haley is only setting herself up for brutal losses. Morning Consult polled 208 registered voters in each state between January 23 and February 5. The margin of error is plus or minus 3-7%. Alabama, Trump, 87, Haley 12, Trump plus 75. California, Trump, 83, Haley 16, Trump plus 67. Massachusetts, Trump 69, Haley 28, Trump plus 41. North Carolina, Trump, 77, Haley 23, Trump plus 54. Oklahoma, Trump, 88, Haley, 11, Trump plus 77. Tennessee, Trump, 81, Haley, 18, Trump plus 63. Texas, Trump, 84, Haley, 15, Trump plus 69. Virginia, Trump, 78, Haley, 19, Trump plus 59. Haley polls no higher than 28 points in 8 vitally important states. Here are the Trump/Haley numbers that Morning Consult found beyond the Super Tuesday states. Arizona, 75-23, Trump plus 52. Florida, 85-14, Trump plus 71. Georgia, 73-17, Trump plus 66. Illinois, 78-20, Trump plus 58. Indiana, 80-20, Trump plus 60. Kentucky, 83-16, Trump plus 67. Louisiana, 91-9, Trump plus 81. Michigan, 79-19, Trump plus 60. Missouri, 86-12, Trump plus 74. New Jersey, 82-17, Trump plus 65. New York, 84-15, Trump plus 69. Ohio, 83-16, Trump plus 67. Pennsylvania, 81-17, Trump plus 64. Wisconsin, 76-23, Trump plus 53. The wealthy Republican donors who continued to bankroll Haley's campaign appear to be just as well off setting their cash on fire, concludes the pollster. The only thing left to do in this race is count the votes, which are sure to show Trump with a lot compared to Haley's relatively few. Sure, it's a small sample size, but with margins like this in Trump's favor, even if the poll had a margin of error of 40 points, Trump wins every state. And don't forget the margin of error could benefit Trump. He might win by even wider margins. Unlike some Trump supporters, I have no issue with Haley staying in the race. The competition is good for the former president. At some point, though, Haley will have to look at her political future and decide when remaining in a futile campaign begins to damage and undermine her aspirations. No politician, especially one with presidential aspirations, can afford to look ridiculous. To that end, I will only say this: even Walter Mondale won his home state. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.